Welcome back to another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, this is my dad, Noah, and every week we sit on my bed and have a conversation about something we want to talk about. So this week, we're going to go over our book holiday gift guide. I'm not feeling very good today. So
it happens when it gets, all of a sudden turns to winter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we'll get through it, and we're going to post all of these books and titles and links in the show notes on Apple and Spotify, and on YouTube, you'll be able to click, take a look at the books, buy the books if you want, and Eden's got recommendations, I have recommendations. We've had some technical issues today, so we started this podcast when I was still in work clothes and you were still in your school clothes, and since you've showered and I put on a t-shirt, and it has been quite the process in this one.
Third time's a charm.
I'm going to get an eyelash off here. Do you want to make a wish?
Okay.
All right, so you've got your list. Okay.
My first book, When You Reach Me by Rebecca Stead. I would say this is great for like 10 to 12 ages, 10 to 12. Mm-hmm. And I love this book. I started it when I was 8. I got it then. Couldn't get through it. Wasn't clicking. When I was 9, it wasn't clicking. When I was 10, finally clicked in my brain this year. It really, it's a mystery, but it's not your traditional mystery. There are some pieces you got to put together mentally for it to make sense. It's, you gotta power through until the end, and then it finally, like, comes together. And a lot, sometimes I felt like giving up in the book because I was like, I don't get this. When I got to the end, I was like, I get why it didn't make sense. She made it not make sense so I could get it. It's like, and it's a book that really makes you think. It takes a lot of thought at the end. There's every time you read it, a little chapter or something back, you notice something else. I would say it's a great crafted book.
Well crafted book.
Right,
so and this is also, it's nice that you can reread this over and over because now you're picking up on different things as you go.
Yeah, and I think I read it when I was 8, read it when I was 9. Even though I still read a few chapters, and each time I read this first few chapters, I kept picking up different things. I found this deeper understanding once I got through the end of the book. I started to realize some things in the start of the book that I wouldn't have realized before.
Cool. Okay. Go ahead. Next.
Front Desk Series by Kelly Yang, I would say.
The Front Desk Series. Since when you're...
Front
when
you're... Desk is what the first book is called. It's called Front Desk.
Right,
series. The Front Desk.
But when and when also when you're sick and you have a stuffy nose, gotta really slow down your speech.
The Front Desk series.
Okay.
By Kelly Yang, ages 9 to 11, for what I would say. I think these books, especially the first book, really makes you reflect and it makes you feel really grateful for what you have. And it's actually based on pretty much based on Kelly Yang, the author's, like, true childhood growing up, I guess, especially the first book. And it really makes you grateful for what you have, hear about, like, struggle, and it makes
Where does the first book take place?
Anaheim, California.
Okay. All right. I'll give two then.
Great.
Okay. So these are two fiction books that Mom had read, recommended to me, and I tried to read a I probably read more this past year than I ever have. And over the past few years, I have really. And I've been trying to read more fiction at night.
Yeah.
Because my life, you know, every day in sports and everything else is nonfiction all day. So I try to get away. So this first one's called Educated by Tara Westover. It's a memoir. And she grew up extremely sheltered in a Mormon family that you probably characterize as survivalist. And it follows her educational journey and her personal journey. And it is something that I just simply cannot relate to. And that not many people can. But I like reading books that I just can't even fathom existing in that world. Another one is called The Great Alone by Kristen Hanna. And this family moved to the ends of the earth, the wilderness of Alaska. We're not talking about a city. We're talking about a place where you have to survive every day. And it's
are there big cities in Alaska?
Sure, Anchorage, Juneau, yeah. But there's this is the ends of the earth, Alaska, and it's a story of personal survival and physical survival. So there's family issues. It makes you want to turn every page and keep going.
Those are the best books.
Yeah. So then the next,
you want to keep reading.
You're right. So the next few will be, one is a coffee table book and then two nonfiction. So why don't you continue?
Okay. The City Spy series by James Ponti. I would say it just 9 to 11. This is a great mystery. I think it's really about a great lesson. It's like teamwork, working together. It's a great book for mysteries. Just, if you need a good mystery book, this is your go-to.
How many books are in this series?
5. Book 6, I think, is coming out in January.
Okay. All right.
And it takes place in London. Some of them is like Golden Gate, stuff like that. So
there's the City Spies. There's Manhattan. Right? Okay.
Yeah, stuff like that. And my second to last one is Where the Mountain Meets the Moon by Grace Lynn. I would say ages 8 to 12. This is a really cool book. It's a lot, very different, because she has little stories that give you a lot of context that characters are telling other characters that they meet along the way,
mm-hmm.
or just in general. And it's really cool because there's almost a story in every chapter. It's like a story. It's pile of stories in a big story. So it's not just this book. It's this story and this book.
And these are all books that you've read over and over again also. Yes. So rereadables. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, and there's one more you have out
here?
One last
one. This is like nonfiction. It's true. Mm-hmm. Hidden Figures by Margo Lee Shetterly. It's a true story about African Americans, the first women. Mm-hmm. I should know that. Mm-hmm. Women to work at NASA.
Mm-hmm.
And to really made a big breakthrough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there was a movie.
Yes.
And yeah, that's actually one that I might even want to read. Okay.
You already read it?
Thanks. Mm-mm. All right, so this first one is a book that we got for your birthday. This is the coffee table book. It's called Courtside. 40 years of NBA photography. Nat Butler is the photographer. Nat is a friend of mine who has worked at the NBA for 40 years, will be in the Hall of Fame, has taken some of the most iconic photos in NBA history, and which you will see in this book.
Courtside.
And Dave McMenamin, the NBA writer for ESPN, he got quotes from so many of the players in here about these photos and what was going on in these games. And
these photos are awesome. They're like nothing you've ever seen.
Well, actually, they probably are photos that people have seen.
I should say like that.
Okay.
But like the way they're put together, it like, let's say you were bored this year, okay? Mm-hmm. And you looked at this next year and you mm-hmm. had nothing about basketball. This is, or even if you know so much,
it's a great
this
history is of the awesome. Game too.
The yeah. photos are so cool.
So, for example, this is the Ray Allen shot.
And I should say nothing you've ever seen.
I was fortunate enough to be here for this one, but this is the Ray Allen shot, and there's Ray Allen in the corner. And Nat has chronicled some of the most iconic moments in NBA history. He's, I'm not going to go through everything in this book, but he took the NBA at 50 photo, the NBA at 75 photo, the Dream Team photos, the famous Bill Russell photo of showing all of his rings. It's a spectacular book, and Nat and Dave are both great people. And we went to their books, the book signing. So this is nice that it's signed by both of them in here with a nice message.
It's stuff you've seen before,
mm-hmm.
but it's in a totally new way, we'll say it like
agreed.
That.
So let's stick with basketball. Mike Sielski is the longtime terrific sports columnist for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and he wrote a book about Kobe Bryant called The Rise a few years ago, and it's all about Kobe's childhood, Italy to Philadelphia. And I learned a ton about Kobe, and the research and the amount of interviews that Mike did are astounding. And it is an A-plus book, and I read it in 3 days on vacation.
He was Italian?
Yeah. Born there. His father, because his father was playing basketball overseas.
Oh, I didn't know that.
After he played in the NBA for a while. Mm-hmm. And
oh, that just made a few things click for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, keep going.
Okay. So the last one is the last folk hero, Bo Jackson. It's by probably the most well-known sports biography writer of my generation, and that's Jeff Perlman, former Sports Illustrated writer. And Jeff has written, I think, 11 sports books, including Showtime, which became an HBO series about the Showtime Lakers in the 80s. He wrote a great Kobe Shaq book, Kobe Shaq and Phil Jackson, The Three-Ring Circus. He's written books on Walter Payton, Barry Bonds, Brett Favre, others. His latest is the new book is going to be his first non-sports book about Tupac. And his wife, Catherine, was a guest on the follow-up, and she wrote a book called First Phone. She's a child. She's a, I don't want to say child psychologist, but whether it's a parental coach, I'm not exactly sure exactly what her title is. But we had her on as talking about First Phone. But this book, Last Folk Hero, Bo Jackson by Jeff Perlman, is exactly that. Like, Bo Jackson is the last folk hero before all these feats of strength were documented on a phone. You had Bo Jackson. Yeah. Okay, so we'll put all the titles and everything in the show notes. And what else?
Feel free, like on Apple Podcasts, you can rate and review, but in your comments, we read them.
Right, so in the review, you can leave a comment.
You can leave a comment. And if you're looking, maybe we didn't mention a book, like maybe you need a book for a little bit younger of a kid, or you want just like a regular fiction book or something else, just feel free to reach out and we'll definitely give you more recommendations.
Or if you have recommendations for us, leave them there.
We're happy to take some books, recommendations, happy to give some more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as always, the reason why we say to do that in the Apple Podcast reviews is because then it allows more people to see the podcast and to discover the podcast. That's why we do it. Okay, well, feel better.
Thank you.
What are you going to read tonight?
Good question.
All right, well, think about it. Love you.
Love you.